Corporation, the developer of Little Rock's Chenal Valley and Red Oak Ridge and Hot Springs. Learn more at Chenal.com.
All right, sign your name across my dotted line. Welcome back. Hour two, signing day, national style. Arkansas, looking pretty good so far. There was certainly one that did not quite come through, so be it.
Let me ask you a question, guys. If you were signing today, what would be your strategy? Would you have, like, the three hats in front and then put on a hat? I just read a story about how a kid actually flipped a coin between Texas and Washington, and that's how he decided.
That's brilliant.
I know how I would do it. I'd want to sign with a feather with a little oil inkwell, like they did on the Declaration of Independence.
Thank you, John Hancock.
That'd be good.
It's Herbie Hancock.
Exactly.
I'd sign in blood. That's what I would do. I'd cut my half, you know, part of my body off that I don't need in college and then sign in blood.
Don't make your verbal commitment in blood because you may want to go back on it, though.
I remember how hard it was on my signing day for me. Pick the Air Force over Navy.
Wally, I thought you were going to say to chisel it in stone.
Wally had to pick between the Democrat and the Zet back in the day when there was a paper war. So,
Matt, did you just say he had to use a hammer and a chisel to sign his name?
Thanks for repeating
my
it.
My God, Wally. You don't get... I mean, the guy's having a tough enough day as it is.
Sorry, Wally.
I've been used and abused, and now this.
A2, Mate, A2, A2. Okay, can I sponsor three-pointers?
Hawks won last night. Lost in all this is the Razorbacks won a basketball game by a significant margin last night, although they did let the Cocks kind of flutter around for a bit.
Cock of the Walk, 75-55, late Tuesday night game.
It was closer
than
that.
Really quick, I was talking to Bob Holt last week, and we got in on our soapboxes, and we started to slam a lot of things. And one of the things was...
Liquid soap?
It was just like regular laundry detergent. And one of the things was how late... They played these games on a weeknight.
It is the dumbest thing ever.
SEC Network, what did you think?
But how about Syracuse and Virginia Tech? You know what time their game? They're on the East Coast. Their game got over at 11 p.m. 11 p.m.
Central time?
Tuesday night, 11 p.m.
Central time?
No, Eastern time, but okay. That's their time zone. So they're tipping off at 9 p.m.
That's so stupid.
I don't care about them. Arkansas tipping off at 8 is late.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely. You think any of those guys got to... school from South Carolina this morning? Don't think so.
I'm sorry. What difference does it make? What do you think about tomorrow? You think they're going to go to class then?
Ha! What are you trying to say?
Actually, if Frank Martin was my coach, I would go to class. That dude's scary.
Well, if you do want to go to class or anywhere, make sure you stop by my friends at Top Shoes and the New Balance stores and the Red Wing Shoe Store in West Little Rock to make sure that your experience is the best in the biz. There's a lot of shoe stores out there. You walk in, help yourself, grab the box, check out, see ya, wouldn't want to be ya. At New Balance stores, they take the time to properly measure your arch, size, width of your foot, and the pressure points. And they suggest footwear that's right for your type of feet. It's your feet. They have certified podorthists take an impression of your foot. And they fit you with custom orthotics specifically made from their local lab. Yes, it is true. Topps Shoes in Benton and Russellville, New Balance stores in Hot Springs, Little Rock and Rogers, or the Red Wing Shoe Store in West Little Rock. More American-made shoes than anyone in Arkansas.
Coming up, by the way, completely shifting gears, we are going to talk some lingerie with our friends at Lavender. Jennifer's back, and she brought a friend with her.
Is she going to give us the 3 points on lingerie?
I hope so.
Or her key three of lingerie?
I don't know. Most of our listeners may only make it to point number two. All right, what do you got, big guy?
Whoa, big guy.
How are you?
That's a little dirty, I think.
Ew.
Clean your talk up.
Clean your mind up, you sicko. Get out of the gutter.
All right, here we got to go. Pint number one. Classic. Fastest 40 game of wearing down your opponent over time. I received many heinous tweets early in the game. Screw Coach A, blah, blah, blah. How is South Carolina still in this game? Yada, yada, yada. And the fact of the matter is, the design of most of how Coach Anderson's approach is wearing your opponent out throughout the game. And you knew that was going to happen. Early on, Hogs are on a 6-0 run. They start the game 6-0. By halfway through the first half, South Carolina is winning 10-6. Hogs go start on a 6-0 run, and then South Carolina gets on a 10-0 run.
That was easy to explain, though.
Yeah.
It was Bobby Portis' fault. Let's just put it out there.
Whoa, Wally.
He did not shoot enough.
You don't think he shot enough?
Not during that span.
How about
other people were taking shots and missing?
It was at that time that the Hogs missed 8 consecutive shots in a row.
Only one by Bobby Portis.
Luckily, the sucking sound you heard was that of South Carolina shooting the basketball, and it was far worse.
Well, but early on, Justin, remember what Coach Pennell talked to us about yesterday? When you play in that Preston-style defense, you will have guys open in the corners for a skip pass. And South Carolina made 3 early threes during that period that got them the lead, and then they were able to have the game tied at 19 with 7:21 to go. Ultimately, if you look at, and this will take me to my second pint, Nuss stats. Ultimately, if you look at some of these stats, and you told Frank Martin, you're going to shoot 5 out of 24 from the three-point line tonight. And he said to his guys, why did you shoot 24 threes? Their answer, because we were open. He does not, I can almost all but guarantee you, most likely 24 threes is something that he probably doesn't want to get in the habit of.
But they hit 20% of them.
20%, 5 out of 24.
The problem is they only shot 28% from the floor as a whole.
Right. And a lot of it is early on in the game when you have your legs and you're going to make some of those shots. Later in the game, you're not going to make those shots. So I thought that was certainly one of the stats to look at. The other thing was South Carolina had 1 point off of a turnover. The Hogs took care of the ball, and the turnovers weren't crucial, crucial turnovers. Other than that, if you look at overall shooting, yes, 39% from the Hogs, 27% from South Carolina. Neither team really shot the ball well.
Pat, no, this is the 4th straight game with great defense by Arkansas. That's what's exciting. And I know the offense sucks, but that'll come around. They've got good offensive players. The defense is still there, consistent the last few games. We're all complaining, oh, no defense. They'll figure the offense out.
I want them
focused on defense, and they did the job. And the thing is, if I'm Mike Anderson, I'm thrilled about last night. I'll tell you why. We stunk offensively, and we won by 20.
Oh, there's no question.
Guess what?
That takes me my third pint. It's taking shape. Coach Anderson's comments to Chuck Barrett after the game. We do have him in there, Justin. I don't know if you can pull him up.
I don't have him on this particular page. They might be on
Hog Cuts, too.
Oh, I will paraphrase.
Right? You tricky son of a gun. You don't have to.
Okay, cool.
A lot of things are starting to sink in with this basketball team. They did a good job of really help defense, and I thought the rebound really picked up in the second half. Against a South Carolina, we know what their strength is. They like to shoot it and go get it and play real physical basketball. But I was proud of our guys from an effort standpoint. We talk about that, just making it difficult for them to do what they want to do. And we did that with all only making 2 threes. 2 3-point shots,
right.
And we had some open looks, but I like the our guys attacking the basket, and we had multiple guys that came in and gave us some great minutes. One of the things I talked about before the game was getting back to where we get efficient minutes from guys, and guys don't have to play 30, 40, 35 minutes to get the numbers. And then we look at a guy like Bobby tonight. He played 26 minutes, 18 points, 13 rebounds, and had a big impact on the game. I thought Ja'Cory Williams gave us some great energy off that bench tonight, along with Moses, as well as Qualls. Qualls came off the bench. And how about Manuel Watkins? His 2 baskets were two offensive rebounds that stuck back in for layups. So, again, a lot of credit goes to our defense. We got it up tonight. I know that. We shot 71 times. And as I told you, I don't mind shooting it 71 times as long as we're playing defense.
If you heard, I think you can look at this team and things are starting to take shape. You can look at just the minutes played. And at this time in February, you want to start to form your team of how you're going to make that run to ultimately hit your peak, playing your best basketball, the beginning of March going into tournament style. And, guys, you can just look at it, and Coach A kind of alluded to it. You had 6 guys that played 20-plus minutes. That's kind of his core of who you know he wants to get those minutes. Anton Beard led the team with 30 minutes. And then from that point on, your next tier of guys, Manny Watkins, Ja'Cory Williams, and Moses Kingsley. And you look at those 3 guys, and you say to yourself, they can almost fit into – I could see – Ja'Cory possibly playing in 20 minutes at some point if he's feeling it, if the matchups are right. But then after that, you have a significant drop-off with Jabril Durham only getting 4 minutes. But that's a kid that had played in the past, started in the past.
Question for both of you.
Okay.
Is it becoming apparent everybody on the floor is better when Anton Beard's in the game?
Yes. To me, I love him. He's my guy.
He makes great decisions.
I take that back. I have two guys. Helps. I like Ja'Cory Williams, too.
Jay Will had a very active game. That's what he does, man.
I will say.
He accepts his role.
Ever since you called Michael Qualls up for a shooting, he's really struggled. I think you hurt his feelings. And
no, he struggled at the same time last year. When they got into the SEC play, he started to struggle a little bit. And he came out of it. He got out of it.
I hope he does. He's going to be a key for them.
He makes some of the most incredible hustle plays, just dog, savage dog hustle plays.
Far and away, best athlete on the team.
Oh, yeah. And he does things that obviously an average player can't do just because he's making these spectacular plays. But the one thing that he's got to sharpen up, it's trying to put that left shoulder down and overpower people by just going over them with his right hand. And he gets frustrated. And what I'm afraid of is basketball is a very contagious game. Unselfishness breeds unselfishness. Selfishness breeds selfishness. So you got one guy on your team. Well, stick with me here. You got one guy on your team that takes a bad shot.
Mm-hmm.
Other guys on that team, it's contagious. Then they take a bad shot.
We saw that last night.
And you saw that last night. And my concern is always, guys, make the extra pass. That's also contagious.
Apparently defense is contagious, too, and that's what made me happy.
Basketball is a contagious game.
That's a great way to say.
If you got one guy that is dogging it defensively, everybody will catch that.
Okay, Pat, David made the point this morning. They don't have a great spot-up shooter.
I like how you're quoting David Basel about a basketball.
Okay, linebacker take. David Basel.
Okay.
Then they brought up Dusty Hannes. You have personally gone one-to-one on some of the best basketball shooters in Arkansas the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
Would Dusty Hannes be the
Dusty is my in the 3 years or 4 years we've been doing it, he is, because I've played.
He's what?
He's the best shooter that we've gone, that I've seen.
How many guys have beaten you?
Oh, there's been, you know, usually about two a year get me, and especially after I'm celebrating all night after a Super Bowl party, then yeah. And after Mardi Gras, usually I lose. But I've played with Dustin. I played with a lot of great, shot against a lot of great shooters, but he's a pure shooter. He's got range, he's got confidence, and it's up to Dusty. If he wants to be, and you look at this stat sheet here, it's going to be up to Dusty whether he wants to be a starter that's playing 25 minutes a game or if he wants to be that 14-minute-a-game guy, because he's got enough talent to where he could be 25-minute guy instead of just thought of as being that shooter coming off the bench. He's got to be more than that.
Let me take this call from Raymond, and then I want to transition into a look ahead quickly to Mississippi State. We do have some guests here from Lavender we'll visit with in just a minute. What's up, Raymond?
Not much, man. What's up?
Not much.
Hey, I just was wondering, last night there at the end of the game, did Qualls hurt his knee bad or not?
It looked like he sort of had it buckled underneath him. One thing I know about Qualls, he is one of the most limber athletes I've seen, which means if you're very limber like that, you can recover quickly. And the other thing is, if he has a sword stuck through his head, he's still playing on Saturday. He's not going to miss. I'm telling you, you want to talk about one kid that loves to play and he's looking for any reason to play, it's that kid. It's that kid, no doubt. I'd be very surprised if he didn't play.
I think if he had a sword.
Yeah, I mean,
head,
you could tell. And last night it was just a little upsetting. He seemed so frustrated, you know, in the first half there when he couldn't make a shot. And I was afraid it was going to get him down on defense, but it looked like to me he played harder on defense after missing them shots.
And that's, you know, the funny
I thought
thing.
So too.
And he needs to. Listen, he can average 5 offensive rebounds, and he, without having one play run for him, he can average almost a double-double. I mean, he's that aggressive. He has zero regard for his body when he attacks the offensive glass and when he attacks
like
the bat. I mean, zero, right, yeah, but during a basketball.
Oh.
He really has no concern for his safety.
Yeah.
It's something
Again,
to watch him.
I know a lot of guys like that. It usually involves Jaeger.
Yeah.
Totally different deal. Anyway, Raymond, appreciate the call.
I kind of prefer Heineken.
It's usually a safer bet. If you're going to go with a green bottle, that's a much safer bet than Jaeger. Appreciate
yes,
the call,
is.
Man.
Here's the conversation I'd have with Michael Qualls. Here's the conversation I have with Michael Qualls. He has the opportunity to establish himself as a guy that can secure millions and millions and millions of dollars in his future. Or he can be a guy who's always trying to be to fight and get frustrated offensively. He's 6 foot six. You look at the NBA right now, the highest paid and the most important players in the NBA are your wing players. Carmelo, KD, those type, Klay Thompson now, those types of guys. Everybody is looking for somebody who can compete and challenge those guys on the defensive end. Do you remember Bowen for the San Antonio Spurs?
Yes.
Guys,
Bruce, Bowtie Bowen.
Bruce, let me tell you something about Bruce Bowen. When he played over in Europe, guy averaged like 30, okay? But he understood for him to make a living in the NBA, he had to be valuable to stop those high-profile, high-scoring guys. And Michael Qualls has got the athleticism to do that. He gives you that. What I would challenge him is understand where your strengths are. Don't stop working on your weaknesses. But just understand where your strengths are, because you could make huge, huge asset to a team defensively against guys that you see in the NBA making a bunch of money now. You're not going to out-shoot Kobe Bryant. But